Today's message, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And I think we've already had at least one story about the Kiki Challenge.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And it's so stupid.
It is.
And there's more that is stupid about it that's going to be a little different than what you might think. Because this guy that was doing this... He was being escorted from a plane to an SUV by law enforcement officials at Southwest Michigan Regional Airport. And he noticed TV cameras rolling, decided this would be a good time to do the Kiki Challenge.
with the police in hand there?
Yeah, right.
Nice.
And he was on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted.
Oh.
And but now he's not because, well, they caught him. And he's suspected of killing two people at a house party in March. Huh. And so he decided this would be a good time to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And so he makes a heart gesture with his hands and pretended to drive a car, just like the other Drake fans.
The Kiki, do you love me?
Yeah. Riding. And so the stunt didn't go well with the police officers.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he cuffed and stuffed? Or maybe he was cuffed.
Well, he was cuffed, but they hadn't stuffed him yet.
They should have cuffed him behind his back.
Yes.
Then you can't play the
then
Kiki
you can't
game.
Do the heart thing then. And that's right. Yeah. And that's right. They're like, hey, it's almost like it was a joke. He's taking two people's lives.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you have this challenge that's taken off, and it's like so stupid that, okay, the people are getting hit by the cars.
Yeah, because they're getting out of the car.
Right. And did you see the one where the guy, I think he ended up on Jimmy Fallon or somebody.
Oh, God, why make these people famous?
See, that's the thing. They did it because he was doing it on purpose, and it was one where he got hit by a car. And the people are like, hey, that car was like this. It was like, well, he had planned it.
Right, so it wasn't an accidental thing.
Right.
Yeah, we're not idiots.
Except for the fact that he slipped in oil, and instead of going over the top of the car ran over him, so there's that.
Then you're an idiot.
Right, and that's where it seems like it should have resulted. And
yeah, but let's not put him on a talk show. Like,
see, that's the
what
thing.
What are we doing?
It's just taking it to this level, to where everybody is, you know, taking it to the next level. And then you've got all of these videos of people that are getting hurt from this. And then why not? The guy, of all things, you've just been arrested. You've been on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. And
it's not illegal to do the Kiki Challenge.
No.
So, I mean, what are they going to do? Just get mad at him?
But my question is, how is it that's what popped into his mind?
Well,
you know, at that point, he's like...
Because he's... Saw the cameras.
Right.
You want to do something to be famous.
Yes, okay. What can I do to make this memorable? Being on the FBI's top 10 isn't enough of a challenge for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they caught you.
Right.
So that's done.
I want to take it to the next level, and I want to do this. I mean...
I would love to just see the police reaction.
Yeah. You mean behind closed doors?
No, what they did right then. How pissed they got.
Yeah. I hope they shoved him in the vehicle and then did their own.
Chewed him out and whatnot.
Well, no, I think that like on the way from there, they should say, all right, you want to do the Kiki? Here we go. I don't know. What are we going about?
Alongside the car.
We're going about 40 now. You ready to hop out and do the Kiki Challenge? Come on. Let's see you. Come on, tough boy.
That's what they should have done.
I hope they did, actually. otherwise, he sees a camera. In old days, it would have been, I'm going to Disneyland. You know, just something... Like right. that, but no, it has to be the Kiki Challenge.
Yep.
And it's going to be like 20 years from now, people are going to, what is he doing?
Yeah, they're not going to care.
No. All right, there you go, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank
Today's
you.
Today's best hits, it's 102.7.